The state says the 29 people committed over $350,000 of fraudulent billing at the cost of taxpayers. The vast majority was allegedly done by personal care attendants at Good Faith Services, an Anchorage-based company that provides services like personal care, transportation, and care coordination to those receiving Medicaid funds.
28 of those charged were personal care attendants. One of the 29 that I announced was actually a recipient who was allegedly collaborating with the personal care attendant and getting kickbacks. That is, part of the money that was being paid was being kicked back to that recipient, or the allegation.
John Skidmore is the criminal division director with the Alaska Department of Law. He says the case first came up after reports of Good Faith employees not providing care to recipients living in Chugach Manor and the Chugach View apartments. Investigation revealed some peculiar incomes. It found that several personal care attendants were making over $100,000 per year, with one attendant making over $275,000 in 2 years. Good Faith workers and employees of other agencies allegedly billed Medicaid while the recipient was traveling out of the country or for services not provided. Medicaid pays the attendants to provide home-based care services for recipients in the patient's home instead of a nursing home. The agencies are paid about $24 per hour for the services. The agencies are required by law to pay attendants at least $12 per hour. The state is working with a host of agencies, including the FBI, the Social Security Administration, and the Anchorage Police in the investigation. Chris Schrank is Assistant Special Agent in Charge for the Department of Health and Social Services Office of the Inspector General. He says his agency is taking the initiative to catch those committing fraud.
To identify those who are stealing your money from the Medicaid and Medicare programs. For those of you who are committing similar acts, the team assembled here will continue to use our resources to identify you and aggressively seek criminal charges against you for cheating the taxpayers.
Medicaid fraud costs Americans hundreds of millions of dollars per year. Nationally, it's estimated that 10% of all Medicaid billings are fraudulent. Alaska's John Skidmore says the state, too, is going after those who cheat the system.
The Alaska Department of Law is committed to aggressive enforcement of violations of the Medicaid program. Medicaid fraud is going to be aggressively pursued and, where appropriate, prosecuted by the Alaska Department of Law.
A tip line for reporting suspected cases of Medicaid fraud is open at 1-800-447-8477. You can also give tips at the State of Alaska Department of Law website. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.